This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The number two official at the U.S. Federal Reserve, Vice Chair Janet Yellen, has thrown her weight behind a major change in Fed policy. The issue is how long the central bank keeps its foot on the gas, stimulating the economy, and when it decides that enough is enough. Right now, the Fed promises to keep interest rates low for a certain amount of time. But the alternative, which Janet Yellen now backs, is that the Fed ties its actions to certain outcomes, like getting unemployment to 7%. Julia Coronado is chief economist at BNP Paribas, and she's here to help explain a little bit. Hi, Julia.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. What would be the implications for the economy if the Fed were to take this kind of approach?
Well, basically, the Fed is trying to commit itself to success in its policies, and it wants to communicate that as clearly as possible to the public. So they think that by tying their policies explicitly to goals on employment and inflation, the public will believe in their commitment and act accordingly.
So this is not at all a settled matter. Who thinks this is a terrible idea and why?
There are a handful of people on the committee that have had troubles with the unconventional policies all along. They think they're too aggressive. They are indeed untested, and there are a number of people that are very uncomfortable with that. So anything that further, if you will, institutionalizes these policies is something they're not comfortable with.
With Janet Yellen making her views clear now, how likely do you think this shift is to happen?
I think it's very likely to happen. It's not clear when. So this is a consensus-driven body, and they do want most people on board with the change. But with advocacy from the vice chair, who is also potentially the heir apparent to become Fed chair, we think these policies will come to fruition eventually.
Julia Coronado is chief economist with BNP Paribas. Thanks. Good to talk with you.
It's a pleasure.